Father and pray in silence.
我们开始我们下午第一堂聚会，我们一起唱诗352首。
And now Jesus Christ, we begin the first service in the afternoon. Let us sing hymn number 351. 352. Please be seated.
我们每一个人都应当敬拜独一的真神。
Every one of us need to worship the one true God.
我们感谢主耶稣的拣选，让我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
And we give thanks to the election of our Lord that we may become a disciple of Christ.
所以我们要选择进入窄门。
Therefore, we need to choose to enter into the narrow gate.
让我们的人生有一个有价值有一个神圣的目标。
So that our life can be with meaning and can have a very valuable goal.
让我们过着一个这个道德标准符合神要求的生活。
And let us live a life that is in accordance with the moral standard of the Bible.
让我们走在得救的道路上面。
Let us walk on the path of salvation.
我们也要求主耶稣帮助我们选择做义的器具。
And we ask the Lord to help us, so that we can be a vessel of righteousness.
我们在这个查考这一个道理之前，我们再一次的同心跪下来，感谢祷告。
And so before we study this topic, let us kneel down and offer our thanksgiving prayer.
同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
请我们一起先翻开圣经罗马书第六章。
Let us turn to the Bible, Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章十一节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 11.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。十二节。
Verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。十三节。
13.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。十四节。
14.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。罗马书第六章保罗在谈到这个洗礼的这个洗礼的功效，洗礼的奥秘。
In Romans chapter 6, Paul was talking about the effectiveness of water baptism.
所以从圣经的从圣经的记载里头，我们知道洗礼跟赦罪有直接的关系。
So we know from the Bible, the scriptures, we know the water baptism has to do with the forgiveness of sin.
当我们谈到罪的时候有几个我们常用的这个名词我们先来复习一下。
And when we talk about sin, there are some water baptism, there are some nouns we use quite often, so I like to review them first.
我们说我们一个归入基督的人，我们就不在罪的这个权柄、权势之里头。
And so if those of us who are, who belong to the Lord, does not, are not under the reign or the control of sin.
那这个罪的权势里头一个最可怕的就是死。
And under the reign or the control of sin, what's most scary is death.
这个就好像是一个地区，一个范围。
This is like likened to a region.
我们是从黑暗我们信主耶稣，我们从黑暗进入光明里头。
Those of us that believe in the Lord has come out from the region of darkness into the light.
从罪的权柄、权势之下，我们进入神的恩典里头。
From the reign and control of sin, we enter into the grace of God.
那这个罪的势力范围里头，就是包括着这个死。
And within the authority of sin includes death.
好，所以我们是离开死亡啊，进入永生。
Therefore, we have departed from death and entered into eternal life.
好，所以今天我们每一个归入主耶稣基督名下的人，我们都脱离了这个罪的权势。
So today, all of us who are under the name of Lord Jesus, we have escaped the control of death.
所以罗马书六章十四节说，罪必不能做我们的主。
And so chapter 6 verse 14 tells us that sin shall not have dominion over you.
我们已经不再属于那黑暗的范围里头。
No longer do we belong to the region of darkness.
我们现在是属于生命光明的这个范围里头。
That we are, we belong to the life, the region of life, the region of light.
那再来一个字眼就是罪行，罪的行为。
And the other words or nouns are the works of sin.
或是说这个错误的不对的行为。
Or the wrongful deeds.
那这个在我们纵然我们已经是基督徒，在我们的生活当中，我们还是会有这些罪行。
And even if we are Christians, we may still have these wrongful deeds within our life.
那为什么我们还会有这些这个错误存在我们的生活里头？
How can we still continue to have mistakes exist in our life?
就是还有一个字眼叫做罪性。
It is another word is to say there is the nature of sin.
Sinful nature.
Sinful nature.
那这个罪性是我们每一个人生来就带有的。
And this sinful nature is something we carry with us as we are born.
有时候我们说这是与生俱来的这种个性上的一个缺点或者软弱。
We say that this is naturally born. Weakness or the natural weakness.
所以我们仔细想一想，是的，在我们每一个人的这个个性里头，我们有一些的有一些的软弱，有一些的缺点。
And so it's true if we look at our own characters, we can see that there are some weaknesses and some defects.
所以我们常常说，小孩子你不用教他贪心、生气、说谎。他自然的就会了。
And so sometimes we say we don't need to teach the children how to lie, how to become angry, or all these children will very naturally have them.
所以圣经里头有一个字眼叫做罪性。
And so the Bible has this noun called sinful nature.
那这个是生来就既有，而且会跟着我们一辈子。
And this is we are born with it, and it will follow with us the rest of our lives.
那这个罪性常常就会让人引发人有这些这个错误的错误的行为来。
And the sinful nature will often cause us to do the wrongful deeds.
所以我们虽然不在罪的权势里头，但是事实的生活里头，我们会有错误的行为。
Even though we are not under the reign of sin, but in our lives, sometimes we may have these sinful deeds.
因为我们还有这个罪性的存在。
Because there's still this innate sinful nature.
所以我们在这个信仰的过程里头我们就是努力的来做好灵修。
Therefore, in this progress of our faith, we need to do good spiritual cultivation.
那个有一个目标，就是让我们来胜过我们的这个罪性。
There's a goal that is for us to overcome our sinful nature.
所以让这个罪的行为不会在我们的身上来作王。
So that our sinful works would not reign in our life.
让我们不会顺着这个罪性去过生活。
And that will not follow the sinful nature to live our lives.
那所以呢，保罗勉励我们不能够将这一个身体来让这个罪行来做主。
Therefore, Paul encourages that we cannot become the instrument of sin.
我们都是从死里复活的人。
Because all of us, we have resurrected from death.
我们接受洗礼，我们从水里上来我们是一个复活的人。
We receive baptism, and as we come out from the water, we are resurrected being.
虽然我们跟其他的人一样 还是带有这个罪性。
Even though like other people, we still have a sinful nature.
啊，但是哦，我们有一个立志，有一个目标。
But we have a determination and we have a goal.
啊，不再将这个身体来献给这个啊这些错误的行为。
We will no longer offer up our body to those sinful works.
哦，我们乃是将这个身体啊来做义的器具。
But we have to use our body as an instrument of righteousness.
啊，主耶稣拯救了我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ has saved us.
啊，我们已经是属于主耶稣。
Because we all belong to the Lord.
哦，所以我们将自己来献给神。
Therefore, we offer ourselves to God.
哦，就是我们努力的来过这一个没有罪行的生活。
Now, so we strive hard to live a life without a sinful nature.
让我们的生活里头是充满着义行。
So that our life can be filled up with righteous works.
这是圣经里头所给我们的生活的一个很重要的目标。
And so this is a very important goal the Bible has given us.
所以使徒约翰他说行义的才是义人。
So the Apostle John, he said that those who do righteousness, then they are righteous people.
如果我们在生活当中仍然充满着许多的罪行。
If in our lives, we are still continue fill up our life with sinful works.
我们就仍然是在律法里头。
Then we still live under the law.
如果我们生活当中充满着义行啊，那我们才能够啊，真正的是在生活在这个主耶稣的恩典当中。
And if our life is full of righteous works, then we have truly lived within our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣他已经在十字架上为我们流了宝血。
And Lord Jesus has already shed his blood for us on the cross.
他已经让我们进入了这个恩典的时期。
And he has already allowed us to enter into this period of grace.
所以啊，这是可以达到的目标啊，生活让我们生活里头充满着义行。
So this is an obtainable goal that our life may be filled with righteousness.
那我们就来啊，仔细的想想。如何让我们这个身体来做义的器具
？So let us think carefully. Then, how do we make our bodies as instruments of righteousness?
第一个，让我们的心思意念能够被主耶稣来用。
And first of all, allow our thinking and thoughts to be utilized by our God.
神能够将他的想法、他的理念放在我们的心中。
And God can place His thoughts and His will into our heart.
所以我们常常说这个啊，我们常常祷告啊，求圣灵来运行、来感动、来在我们身上工作。
So often we pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to move us and to touch us and help us to do God's work.
就是我们的心思意念愿意被主耶稣来用。
That is that our thoughts and our thinking can be used by God.
求主耶稣将他的想法、将他的意念放在我们的心中。
We ask God to place His thoughts and His will into our heart.
就像《使徒行传》十六章哈，当这个卖紫色布匹的尼迪亚，他在听保罗讲道。
Just as recorded in Acts chapter 16, Lydia, the lady who sells purple linen,
她听保罗在讲道。
She was listening to Paul speaking.
主耶稣圣灵感动她，主耶稣开她的心。
And God's Spirit opened her heart.
So, 保罗所传讲的道理啊，就进入他的心思里头。
And so the gospel or the truth that Paul was trying to proclaim has entered into her heart.
所以他就能够明白保罗所传讲的耶稣基督就是救主。
So she was able to understand that the Lord Jesus Paul was preaching is the Savior.
所以同样的，神能够将他的这个心、他的这个想法、意念放在我们里头。
So likewise, God can place His thoughts and His thinking into our heart.
所以让我们的心思被神来用。
So that if we can allow our thoughts and thinking be used by God.
这样我们的生活里头啊，就会充满着对人的这个祝福。
And if so, then in our life we can always bless people.
就像主耶稣所教训的说，这个 不是咒主人，而是祝福人。
Just as Lord Jesus Christ has taught that we do not curse people, but we bless them.
活着的话，怎么有可能去为敌人，为这个我们的对头来祷告呢？
Otherwise, how can it be possible that we need to pray for our enemies?
如果不能够为仇敌祷告，
if we are unable to pray for our enemies,
这个就成为我们生活当我们行为上的。 一个错误。
It will become a misdeed in our life.
我们的心思被神来用。
And if our thoughts can be used by God,
就会像主耶稣他所做的事情，他常常想到的是这个神的名、神的国。
It will be like Lord Jesus, what he thinks about is the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God.
他所做的就是为了荣耀天父的名。
Whatever he does, it is for the purpose of glorifying God.
那我们的心思被神来用。
And if our thoughts can be used by our God,
那我们在行事为人上面，我们就会常常想到神的国、神的荣耀。
And then in our daily deeds, we'll often think about the kingdom of God and the glory of God.
那神他愿意将他的这个意念来放在我们里头。
And God is willing to place his thought into our heart.
那我们的本分就是我们要常常去提醒我们自己，训练我们自己。
And so our duty is to remind ourselves and to train up ourselves.
让我们有主耶稣的想法。
So that we may have the thoughts of Christ.
让我们的思考模式是照着圣经的原则。
And so that the model of our thoughts can be according to the Bible.
让我们心里总是充满着那个美善、正面、好的想法。
So that our heart, our thoughts can be filled with goodness and positive thinking.
我们需要自我的提醒跟自我的训练。
And so this requires a self-reminder and training.
我们既然有这样在努力。
And since this is what we're striving after,
神他就真的将他的意念来放在我们里头。
And then God will truly place his thoughts into our heart.
那最后就变成是很自然的流露出来。
And at the end, very naturally, that would be our works.
那一开始的时候，我们大概常常要问我们自己。
In the beginning, we probably have to ask ourselves,
主耶稣他会这样子做吗？
And that with Lord Jesus Christ, will you do this?
如果我们常常这样子来问自己，
And if we were to ask ourselves this question,
我相信我们在生活当中，我们常常会为某些决定或为某些我们要做的事情会有所修改。
And then in our decisions or the things that we're about to do, probably we'll make some adjustments.
那一开始我们实在是有需要多这一道手续。
And so in the beginning, we really require us to do this extra step.
问一下自己，是主耶稣的话，他会这样子做吗？
We ask ourselves, if Lord Jesus Christ is here, would he do this?
因为我们所想的常常就决定我们的行为。
Because what we think in our heart, that would decide what we do.
常常我们怎么想，我们就会去怎么做。
And often, whatever we think, that's what we will do.
路加福音15章里头提到那浪子的比喻。
And in Gospel of Luke, it talked about the parable of the prodigal son.
那其中有一部分是在让我们看到这个 父亲跟这个做哥哥的一个对比。
And during one of the passages, it talks about the conversation between the father and the older brother.
这两个人同样的面对着这个浪子的回来。
And these two people, they face the coming back of the prodigal son.
那他们两个人的这种反应是完全的不一样。
However, their reaction of these two people are completely different.
因为这个浪子他所造成的结果是对父亲对哥哥来讲是一样的。
Because the result really for the father and the older brother, the end result, how they feel is the same.
他把从家里所得到的这些财产全部赔掉了。
Because he has squandered away all of the inheritance that he has gotten.
那但是父亲跟这个做哥哥的，他们心中所 所充满的是不一样的。
But within their heart, between a father and the older brother, they feel differently.
哦，所以父亲呢，他是接纳这个回头哈，这个悔改的儿子。
And so the father he accepted this son who turned back.
啊，但是这个做哥哥的呢，他看起来是不能够啊，不能够接纳这个回头的弟弟。
But the older brother it seems that he could not accept this younger brother who has returned.
哦，所以他这个一比较之下呢，这个做哥哥的他心中就没有被没有这个他的心思啊就没有被神来用。
And so under comparison, we see that the heart of the older brother or his thoughts, they are not used by God.
我们再请看参考路加福音第九章。
In Gospel Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章五十五节。
Gospel Luke chapter 9 verse 55.
五十五节，耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们心里如何，你们并不知道。”
And Jesus rebuked them and said, "You do not know the manner of spirit you are."
这个雅各跟约翰啊，他们跟主耶稣讲说，让我们求天上降下火来，把这个村庄烧了。
And so James and John they said to Jesus that, "Let us pray so that God can send fire to devour, consume this whole village."
啊，表面上来看，他们是非常的爱主耶稣，非常的尊敬主耶稣。
So superficially, it seems they love the Lord and they respected the Lord.
但是事实上，他们的心并没有被主耶稣来用。
But in fact, their heart are not used by Lord Jesus.
哦，所以主耶稣说，你们的心如何，你们并不知道。
Therefore, the Lord said to them, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of."
这两个人不是一直跟着主耶稣吗
？Now these two people, they follow the Lord.
但是他们却仍然没有主耶稣的哈，他们的心并还没有被完全被主耶稣来用。
But these disciples, their heart are not used by the Lord.
所以今天我们也是就像这两个门徒，我们是常常的跟随着主耶稣的。
And so like these two disciples, we also always follow the Lord.
但是我们也可以从这两个人给我们得到一个提醒。
But we can also from these two people learn of this.
我们也可能我们的心并没有被并没有被主耶稣来用。
Now because our thoughts may not be used by our God.
那我们更也常常是我们的心是如何呢？我们并不知道。
And oftentimes we have no idea in what manner our heart is.
我们好像学习了很多的道理。
It seems that we have learned many much truth.
我们心中有神的道理。
It seems that we have the truth of God in our heart.
但是事实上我们并还没有做义的器具。
But in reality, we have not become the instrument of righteousness.
那当然我们也要留意着不要让撒旦将他的意念放在我们里头。
Of course, we need to be careful that do not allow Satan to place his thoughts into us.
我们请看约翰福音十三章。
To John chapter 13,
第二节
，verse 2。
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里。
And supper being ended, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him.
这就是为什么保罗他勉励我们说，不要将身，不要将身体给这个不义来做器具。
And this is why Paul encourages, not to offer up ourselves as an instrument of sin.
因为魔鬼会将意念，他的意念，他的意思放在人的心里。
Because devil will also place his thought into people's heart.
这就是为什么说不要给魔鬼留地步。
And this is to say that we should not leave any foothold for Satan.
因为我们查考这个犹大，我们知道这犹大他给魔鬼留地步。
And when we study Judas, we know Judas left a foothold for Satan.
他管理钱囊他贪爱钱囊里头的这个钱。
He takes care of the money, therefore he loved the money that he had.
这个就给魔鬼留了地步。
And it allowed, he have given foothold to Satan.
他的心，他的这个心思不但不能够被主来用，反而被魔鬼用了。
Not only his thoughts cannot be used by God, but it was used by devil.
我们要立志做义的器具。
So we had to determine to be the instrument of righteousness.
啊，所以我们的眼睛要让主耶稣来用。
And our eyes needs to be used by our God.
请看诗篇一百四十一篇。
Turn to Psalm number 141.
诗篇一百四十一篇第八节。
Psalm number 141, verse 8.
第八节，主神啊，我的眼目仰望你，我投靠你，求你不要将我撇得孤苦。这里说啊，我们的眼目仰望神。
Here says, my eyes are upon you, Lord.
啊，我们的眼睛啊，到底都专注在啊什么人或什么事情上面
？And we had to think that what our eyes are focused on, what kind of events or what kind of people.
圣经里头不断地告诉我们要仰望天上的神。
And the Bible tells us that we have to lift up our eyes to our God in heaven.
啊，但是恶者总是企图来打断、转移我们的注意力。
But the evil one will come and steal our attention or our focus.
啊，这就是为什么我们常常互相提醒啊，我们是生活在充满着。这个试探的环境里头。
This is why we need to remind each other that we are living in an environment of temptation.
我们不要忘了，我们带着罪性。
Do not forget that we carry sinful nature.
这个罪性啊，也叫做人的私欲。
And this sinful nature is also our desires.
Evil desire.
Evil desires.
这个人的这个私欲啊，常常会来转移。我们眼睛的注意力
，and our evil desires will turn us to focus our eyes on other things.
好像乃曼元帅的仆人基哈西
，just as that servant Gehazi with the general Naaman.
基哈西的眼目专注在乃曼所带来的那些礼物。
Gehazi he focus his eyes on the gifts Naaman has brought to them.
在我们的生活当中，我们的周遭里头有许许多多的事情是让我们感觉有兴趣的，在从事当中也让我们从里头得到一些快乐。
And in our life, there are many things that we feel very interested, and as we do them, we also feel very happy.
那我们基督徒也是要有一些休闲的活动。
And as Christians, we need to take some leisure activities.
但是我们留意着，不要让我们的眼睛专注于那个最终之乐。
But we have to be careful that do not focus our eyes on the sinful pleasures.
我们的眼睛要被主耶稣来用。
That we need to allow God to use our eyes.
主耶稣用我们的眼睛去看那些受伤的人。
So that our eyes, the Lord can use our eyes to look at those who are hurt.
让我们的眼睛被主耶稣来用可以去看那些看那些受苦的人。
And that God use our eyes to look upon those who are suffering.
就好像主耶稣的眼睛，他总是在这个专看着。这些需要的人
just as the eyes of Lord Jesus, he always looked upon those who have needs.
当我们专注于天上的真神
And if we were to look upon our God in heaven,
然后我们的眼睛被主耶稣来用
And if our eyes can be used by God,
那我们一定能够这个像这个义者主耶稣一样
Then we will be able to be like Lord Jesus, a righteous man.
主耶稣经过一棵桑树底下。
As Lord Jesus passed through this the sycamore tree.
他抬头来看这个撒该。
And as he looked up to look at Zacchaeus.
他非常温和的对撒该说：“你下来。
”And he said to Zacchaeus gently, saying, "Come down."
他对撒该说：“今天我要到你，要在你住到你家去。
”And said to Zacchaeus that today I shall go to your home.
他看到这个撒该这个人，他心灵的空虚软弱。
He has seen to the heart of Zacchaeus how empty and how weak it is.
当主耶稣来到这个毕士大池
，And when Jesus came to this one of the pool,
那边有许许多多的有病痛的人。
There are many of the people who are ill or who are sick.
主耶稣看到一个已经躺卧了38年的 的一个病人。
And Jesus saw this a very sick person who was lying there and had been sick for 38 years.
啊，主耶稣知道他的啊，知道他的啊，他的痛苦，他的需要。
And Jesus understand his suffering and his pain.
啊，主耶稣也知道在人世间的生活里头，这个人所受到的这个折磨跟绝望。
And Lord Jesus, he understand all of the hopelessness and the pains that he experienced in his life.
啊，主耶稣也看到这个人虽然这么绝望啊，但是他还在那边挣扎着。
And the Lord Jesus also see that even though he was without hope, but still he is struggling.
啊，以后主耶稣复活升天了。
Later on, when Lord Jesus is resurrected and ascended to heaven,
啊，彼得、约翰呐，他们啊也愿意努力的来做义的器具。
And Peter and John, they strive hard to be an instrument of righteousness.
啊，他们的眼睛愿意被主耶稣来用。
They're willing to allow the Lord to use their eyes.
啊，所以来到了这个美门口。
So as they come to the gate of beautiful,
啊，他们就定睛看着这一个在那边。这个乞讨的那个生来就瞎眼的人，
they,
啊，这个生来是啊瘸腿的人。
They stop their gaze upon this person who was born a cripple.
啊，我们要做义的器具。
So we need to be instrument of righteousness.
啊，我们的耳朵要被主耶稣来用。
Our ears needs to be used by the Lord.
在旧约圣经里头，先知书里头充满着这样的一个。啊，祭司的开始说：“这是万军之主说的。”
In the Old Testament, many of the prophets would begin saying that this is what the Lord God Almighty says.
啊，旧约圣经也常常提醒说：“啊，以色列啊，我的百姓啊，你们要留意的听。”
And often, the Lord in the Old Testament would say, "Israel, my people, you have to listen."
啊，我想我们这个时代啊是。比任何一个时代啊，充满着更多声音的时代。
I believe that our generation is a generation that is filled with more voices than all the others.
啊，有许多的电视、电影的影片的对白，充满在我们的生活里头。
There are many conversations that are that fill our lives from the TVs and from the movies.
啊，这些声音在。带领教导着人们的这种价值观念。
And these voices are leading and guiding the principles of people's life.
啊，我们的生活里头更充满着各式各样的这种音乐的声音。
And also in our life, it is filled with the noises of music.
啊，在我们生活当中更充满着一些暴力甚至淫乱的这种声音。
And in our lives, there's voices of violence and voices of adultery.
啊，各种。这种啊不好的字眼充满啊充斥在人的生活里头。
And these filthy words often exist in our lives.
哦，有时候是挡都挡不掉。
Sometimes we cannot even block them.
啊，所以我们更啊，我们这个耳朵啊，更需要努力的被神来用。
So our ears, we have to strive to be used by God.
啊，听万军之主。所对我们所说的话。
To listen to the God Almighty, what He has to say to us.
啊，更进一步的能够来听啊，这个迷失者他们的声音。
And further to listen to the voices of those who are lost.
哦，去听那些正在挫折当中他们的啊，他们的这个的这个啊，这个。所要诉说的声音
，and to listen to maybe the complaints of those who are undergoing troubles or suffering.
啊，听那些需要者他们的啊他们的呼声
，and listen to the cries of those who are in need. 啊，
这个做父亲的人他听见了那个啊小儿子的呼喊的声音
，and so the father can hear. The cry of the younger son.
啊，这个儿子曾经迷失了。
Because the son has once been lost.
啊，现在他回来，他说我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
And now he has returned, and he said, I've sinned against the heavens and against you.
啊，这个是那个做哥哥的他所没有听到的。
And this is what the older brother he did not hear.
啊，这。也应该是一个原因，为什么那个哥哥他不能够接纳弟弟
？This is perhaps a reason why the older brother cannot accept that younger brother.
啊，如果我们没有听见的话，我们也会成为一个不能够接纳人的 的人。
And if we do not hear or listen, there won't be a person who are unwilling to accept others.
主耶稣他听见了那个瞎眼人的呼声。
And Lord Jesus heard the cry of the one who is blind.
他说大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
And he said, the son of David, have mercy on me.
主耶稣听到那个呼喊的声音是越来越大声。
And Jesus heard that voice is growing louder and louder.
那个声音打动了主耶稣。
And that voice has touched the Lord Jesus.
我们的耳朵啊，让主耶稣来用。
So our ears needs to be used by our God.
啊，甚至能够听见人在内心里头的呐喊。
And when further we can hear the wailing and crying within a person's heart.
啊，就好像主耶稣听见了这个撒该内心里头的呐喊。
Just as Lord Jesus Christ has heard the crying within the heart of Zacchaeus.
啊，所以主耶稣能够抬头来看他。
So Lord Jesus was able to lift up his head and look at him.
主耶稣愿意主动地进入他的生活。
And the Lord Jesus is willing to enter into his life.
所以最后能够很感谢地听到撒该说他愿意还人家四倍。
And so that's why we're able to hear that Zacchaeus is willing to repay others four times.
当我们能够成为义的器具。
If we can become an instrument of righteousness,
相信在我们的生活里头也能够像主耶稣的生活那样子，充满着很多的神迹，很多的让我们觉得奇妙的事情。
And I believe that our life will be filled up with what Jesus has experienced for miracle and for wonder.
当我们生活当中也能够听到像撒该这样说，我要还人家四倍。
And in our lives, we'll be able to hear what Zacchaeus said that I'm going to repay others four times.
这个是这个最大的一个欢喜，最大的一个安慰。
That will be the greatest joy and greatest comfort.
只要我们愿意成为义的器具，我们也能够有这样的体验。
As long as we're willing to become an instrument of righteousness, we can also have the same experience.
我们的声音愿意被主耶稣来用。
That our voices be used by the Lord.
请看马太福音第十章。
In Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章二十节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 20.
二十节，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
It is not you who speak, but the spirit of your father who speaks in you.
我知道在我们生活当中，我们有蛮多的人是这个不容易哈，就是说不容易这个向人来讲话。
And I know that some of us in our lives, it's kind of difficult for us to speak and open up to others.
就是很难开口。
Or that it's very difficult for us to open up our mouth.
对不是很认识的人。
And especially to those who do not know very well.
或者是说在一个比较公开公共的场合。或者正式的场合来讲话的时候
，or in a public place or in a more formal place as we need to speak.
但是很奇妙的神主耶稣他却要用我们的声音。
But very miraculously that the Lord Jesus he wants to use our voice.
那在这里讲的是在很危急的这种情形之下。
And here is telling us under a very dangerous situation.
在受到逼迫的情形之下。
Under the times when we are persecuted.
那没有一个情形是神他没有办法来用我们。
There's not one situation where we can find that God is unable to use us.
问题常常是在我们有没有做这样的选择。
But the question is whether or not we can make that choice.
我们愿意做义的器具。
That we're willing to be an instrument of righteousness.
这里说这个父的灵在我们里头说的。
And here says that it is the spirit of your father who speaks in you.
我们看看主耶稣他带着常常带着能力来这个 教训人。
We see that the Lord Jesus, he often used carry with him authority and power when he's teaching.
啊，真的带给人安慰，带给人鼓励，带给人帮助。
And he brought people comfort and encouragement.
常常因为他所说的话来胜过了别人所看到的主耶稣的背景。
Often it is because what he has said allow others to look beyond the background of the Lord Jesus.
所以让人惊讶着说，这不是木匠的儿子吗？他怎么能够说这样的话
？And so the others they feel very surprised that isn't this the son of the carpenter？
这个就常常发生在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
And this can also happen on all of the brothers and sisters。
就好像彼得、约翰他们在公会面前
Peter and John when they appear before the synagogue。
在公会里头的人说，这不是加利利的渔夫吗？他们不是无邪的小民吗？
Or in the Sanhedrin, they say that on these people, just fishermen, they did not receive any education.
因为他们那时候正在为耶稣的复活做见证。
Because at that moment, they are bearing witness for the resurrection of Christ.
所以尤其当我们在向人做见证的时候。
So especially when we try to bear witness to other people.
主耶稣就是透过我们来向人说话。
And Lord Jesus would go through us and speak to the others.
我们都希望能够为耶稣做见证。
And we hope that we can all bear witness on behalf of the Lord.
就那一简单的一步，我们愿意选择做义的器皿。
And it's very simple, just take that step to become the instrument of righteousness.
我们所接触到的人呢，或许我们不是很认识他。
And the people who we come in contact with, perhaps we don't know them well.
但是主耶稣认识。
But Lord Jesus Christ, he knows them.
所以主耶稣对那个拿但业说，你在无花果树下，我就已经知道你。
And so Lord Jesus said to Nathaniel that while you're under the fig tree, I already know you.
所以我们不用去去这个担忧说主耶稣认不认识这个人。
So we do not need to worry whether or not our Lord knows this person or not.
我们不太认识的主耶稣他早就认识了。
The one who we do not know, the Lord already know them very well.
那再来啊，主耶稣他知道这个得救的人。
And further, our Lord Jesus, he knows who are the people who are saved.
所以让我们的声音被主耶稣来用。
So let us allow our Lord use our voice.
让我们彼此说造就的话。
And let us say words of edification to one another.
让我们彼此来讲安慰的话。
And let us say words of comfort to each other.
让我们彼此来这个解答我们所存的一些疑惑。
And let us try to answer each other's doubts and questions.
让我们都成为和平的使者。
So that we can all be a messenger of peace.
我们请再看约翰福音十四章。
Turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第十节。
John chapter 14, verse 10.
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
这主耶稣也说到了他的声音他手所做的是被父来用。
And here Jesus said that his voices and what he does are utilized by God.
所以啊，我们的这一双手也愿意被主耶稣来用。
Therefore, our hands were willing to be used by our Lord.
马太福音讲到葡萄园的比喻。
The book of Matthew talked about a parable of the vineyard.
在不同的时段里头，这个主人去雇人进来工。葡萄园工作。
In different time periods, the master went out and hired more people to come into the vineyard to work.
所以神的葡萄园正需要着有意来工作的人。
So the vineyard of the Lord requires those who are willing to work in the vineyard.
所以我们这一双，我们立志选择来做义的器具。
So we make a determination to become the instrument of righteousness.
我们这一双手让主耶稣来用。
Let us allow our hands, both hands, to be used by our Lord.
就像我们常常互相勉励的，做主工不落空。
Just as we encourage each other, as we do the work of God, it will not fall in vain.
我们如何来定义所谓的朋友？
How do we define our friends?
总是跟我们在一起的就是好朋友。
And those who are always with us, we call them good friends.
跟我们一直不离开的是我们的好朋友。
And those who will not leave us, we call them good friends.
所以我们会有三个朋友。
So we will at least have three friends.
钱是我们最好的朋友。
Money is our best friend.
我们每个人口袋里头一定放着你的皮夹子。
And everyone in our pocket, we carry our wallet.
没有现金，也有信用卡。
If you have no cash, you will have the credit cards.
这个是一直都跟在我们身边的。
And this is something that always follows us.
再来就是我们生活当中的朋友。
And then it will be our friends, human friends in our life.
我们有事没事就要互相联络一下。
And if there anything, we will try to get in contact with them.
我们也常常在一起。
And we always spend time with them.
第三个朋友就是我们。这一双手被主来用所做的工。
And the third is this hands that it be used by God doing God's work.
我们常常是有空的时候再来做。
Many times we only do the work of God when we have time.
有很多时候是被安排了再来做。
Many times it is we are arranged, therefore we have to do it.
所以这是我们排名的话是第三好的朋友。
And so if according to our priorities, this would be a third friend.
当我们死的时候
as we die,
哪一个朋友最先离开？
Which one of our friends will leave us first?
我们的钱包最先离开。
Our wallet will leave us first.
钱是最好的朋友，但是他第一个离开。
Even though we think that it is the best friend, but it's the first that will leave us.
我们的朋友最多就是送我们到我们的墓地。
And our friends at most can send us to where we will lie.
送我们走完这最后的一程。
Send us on our last step in our journey.
只有这个第三好的朋友他一直跟我们到主耶稣面前。
Only this third friend, he will continue to follow us onto the presence of God.
将来能够为我们在主耶稣面前讲几句话的，就是这第三个朋友。
Only this third friend that will be able to say some words on our behalf before the Lord.
所以启示录说。工作的果效随着我们。
So the revelation tells us that the fruit of the work follows them. Follows us.
我们这一双脚也愿意被主耶稣来用。
Of course, our feet, we are willing to be used by God.
主耶稣在三年多的传道当中，他来往的奔波。
In 3.5 years of preaching, the Lord Jesus went to places.
他在寻找着迷失的羊。
He was trying to seek after the lost sheep.
他就近那些无助的人。
He draw closer to those who are without help.
他去关心那些绝望的人。
And he showed care for those who are helpless.
今天我们也要让我们这一双脚被主来用。
So our feet has to be used by our Lord.
拨一些时间让主来给我们方向。
We find some time to ask the Lord to give us direction.
我们信靠他相信他给我们的方向，我们来做一些事情。
And we believe the direction that He has given us, and we will do some work.
再来我们的让这个我们的心被主耶稣来用。
And further, we need to allow the Lord use our heart.
就是让他的爱心透过我们来流露出来。
And so that His love, the heart of love through us, can flow forth and be shown.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
爱是每一个人生来就需要的。
Love is something every one of us needs as we are born.
在生活当中，我们需要被爱我们也需要去爱别人。
In our lives, we need to be loved, and we also need to love others.
人人都需要神的爱。
And everyone needs the love of God.
那神的爱常常就是借着我们来达到 每一个人。
And the love of God often would be reached to other people through us.
哦，所以在约翰一书第三章里头啊，讲了一个很高的标准。
And therefore, in 1 John chapter 3, talks about this very high standard.
哦，说主耶稣为我们舍命，我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
And that the Lord Jesus has sacrificed his life on our behalf. Therefore, we also need to do the same.
啊，有时候财物就像生命一样。
Sometimes our wealth is just like our life.
因为我们是拼了我们的力量、时间、生命啊，去获得这些财物。
Because we have exert all of our strength, our life and our efforts in order to obtain these wealth.
时间就是我们的生命。
And our time is our life.
所以为什么是为弟兄舍命
？So what is to call sacrifice on our on behalf of our brothers?
就是我们愿意舍弃我们的财物、我们的时间。
That is that we're willing to sacrifice our wealth and our time.
那不但爱我们的弟兄啊，我们也需要来爱我们周遭的人。
Not only we love our brothers, and we also love the people who are next to us.
也是一样，需要舍弃财物、舍弃时间。
Same thing, we need to sacrifice our time and sacrifice our wealth.
为了世人，为了这个世界，我们不断的来献上我们的祷告。
And for this world, for the people who live in it, we continue to offer our prayer.
有太多的这个事工啊，是需要祷告。在后面支撑着。
There are so many work requires the support of our prayers.
希望这不是只是一个口号。
I really hope that this is not just a just not a saying.
而是真的，我们愿意做义的器具。
That we are willing to be the instrument of righteousness.
我们真的愿意我们的心被神来用。
That we're willing to allow God to use our heart.
我们总是存着主耶稣的爱的那一种心啊，在为这个世界来做祷告。
And so that we always held in our heart this love of God, so that we can pray for this world.
最后，我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Lastly, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
21节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified for the useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
让我们做一个选择，我们当然选择要做义的器具。
And if we were to be given a choice, of course we choose to be the instrument of righteousness.
但是我们很重要的也要成为圣洁，合乎主用。
But importantly, we have to be sanctified and be useful for the master.
所以愿主耶稣他保守我们。
So we ask the Lord to keep us.
让我们都能够圣洁，合乎主用。
So that we all may be sanctified and useful for the master.
那我们做了一个最有价值、最正确的选择。
Then, then we have made the most meaningful choice.
做义的器具。
To be the instrument of righteousness.
我们一起默祷。
Let us have a silent prayer.